Welcome to Epic Life,
a podcast about what totally rocks,
who's out to lunch,
what things that are happening to us,
and things that have happened at us.
I'm Rachel Coster.
I'm Sarah Hennessy.
And we're rocking out today.
Yeah, you better buckle up for the ride of your goddamn life.
Because today we're on a ride and it's going fast and furious. Yeah. And if you're not on for the whole thing, then I'm sorry, but you're going to have to get off and buckle up.
Yeah, exactly. And like, don't think about it. Just do it. I'm so stoked. It's evening time. We're setting the scene here. It's evening. It's before school night. Neither of us are in school, but the vibes are still there.
And thank God for that, because literally every Sunday I go, oh my God, every night I go, what a total miracle to not have to like do homework.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I still get, like, even you just helped me with a self-tape, and it feels like I'm ready to go to school tomorrow. Like, I did my assignment or something.
Yeah, and you don't have anything to worry about, and you're not going to get in trouble if you, like, show up late or whatever.
Yeah, and if you don't pick my assignment, that's on you, because I did a good job or whatever. But, yeah, it's so nice to not be in school. Drop out. If you're in it, drop out.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, you don't need it, and it costs so much money and so much time.
Yeah.
You might as well go have some fun with the other kids who are out playing pretend and bringing pickles and sandwiches all around the town if they want to in a little sack.
Oh, my God. I know. Do you know
and
what that
picking
is?
Picking pockets.
Yeah, we need some more rapscallions in our midst. We need some more Huckleberry Finns jaunting around, playing hooky and getting up to no good.
Oh, my God. Can you please play hooky for the love of freaking?
Yeah,
please.
Just paint a fence and steal a windowsill pie, get some loot, break into someone's house and masturbate all over their shit.
No.
Anyways, sorry for going there. I always take things, go blue. That's one of the things about me.
We're sick. We're never going to make it onto primetime daytime TV.
I know.
No, you've done that. You're for children.
Yeah, I have done a lot of stuff for children. I hope they don't hear this. I think I think that people don't really do their due diligence, because I have written for family sitcoms.
And I think that's good. Yeah. As long as you're not like saying slurs or like being actually evil to people, I think if you have a little bit of fun and you're sexy or whatever, you should still be allowed to like work for children's shows. Because why not? Children are going to grow into adults, and it's not like you're putting that into the TV shows.
One time I was acting on this kid show, and I was acting with all these children. Mm-hmm. They were like detectives, and I was like a janitor telling them something. But I can't. But like every time I messed up my take, I get up to like, oh, fuck, shit. And then they're like, ooh. And it was like really bad. I didn't realize how much I swore. And then I think
that's good. They go back to school and they go, yeah, I was on set. The janitor swore.
Yeah,
and it was
no,
awesome.
These kids aren't in school. These were primetime television kids. I should have been in school. But it's really funny. They were like really cute about it. They were professionals. They were more professional than I. And that's just how it is. Anyways, Rachel, welcome to Right Now. You look really cute.
Thanks. I'm feeling like so tired, but every time I look at myself, I probably will look at the video and not like it anyways, but every time I look at the videos, I go, why do you sit like that? Why do you dress like that, you little freak? And so today I'm trying to sit up straight and wear clothing that doesn't look
your cardigan matches the pillow in this really satisfying manner.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's too much.
No, it's so good. I feel like absolutely cozy and at ease looking at you.
Wow, thank you. And then yeah, this is very, whatever that, when they were talking about like grandmother, like
grandma core,
yeah, it was like northeast, what was it called, do you remember? It was like on
Northern Reflections.
No. What's that?
Northern Reflections was like a big brand in like the 90s, and it was
it
like
for old people.
It was kind of cottage core. It was a lot of like images of loons on t-shirts and then like woven like sweaters and stuff like
that.
But yeah, Northern Reflections was huge. And then when I was back in Toronto a little while ago, I found this pretty sick Northern Reflections t-shirt that I bought. But I haven't really been rocking it. It didn't immediately go into rotation, so it was a bad purchase. This is what we've been talking about lately. If it's not a hell yeah, it's a hell no.
Yeah, in basically every aspect of life. Like, you know when something's not right, and you just have to listen to your guts. With shirts, love, change, food, etc.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sending this back. It's a hell no. They're like, what?
Yeah.
That's cool. Anyways, yeah, I really like your necklace. Can you tell us a bit about this? Did you create this yourself? Yeah,
so what happened was I saw Sabina Meshki did this thing where she put, like, belly button rings in her shoes. She put them in her
loafers. Oh, yeah, like, the spiky sort of horny looking ones, right? Yeah, like the ones balls. That go in a tongue. Yeah, like the balls with the spikes on it, like that are all the different fun colors, right?
Exactly.
What are they called?
Sexy. I typed in miscellaneous piercings on Amazon.com.
Whoa.
And then I got this. I stole a chain from my mom's house and put a bunch of. Oh, my God. And when I was in London on the tube, this American family, it was like two little kids who I think were dating and their
parents.
Two
children were dating?
Yeah. They were like 15 or something. Like they were young, but they were like old enough to like be kind of horny for each other. Sorry to say.
Whoa.
But their parents, their moms were both also there and their moms were like really close with them. And they were on the tube and they got one of the girl was like, I really like your necklace. And I was like, I never would have talked to a stranger on the like subway at her age. Mm-hmm. But she was so brave and she was just like, that looks sick. Her mom was like, we have matching tattoos.
Really?
Okay, she had to be 18 because they had matching tattoos, but she was definitely like young vibes.
Whoa. That's a cool family. That wasn't family. You wouldn't get that from Jane and Bob. Hey, and I don't like being on the subway with my parents. Actually, it's pretty funny. When they came to visit a couple years ago, we were on the subway together, and my mom, like, she loves people watching, so she was overstimulated. She was like so, she was sitting like on the subway, and then she kept on like looking at what one person was texting and then trying to be subtle and looking at what somebody else was texting. It was cracking me up. She was like absolutely loving the people watching. There were so many people for her to see, and she couldn't believe it. She was just so happy because she's like, they live in a small town. You see the same person walking by your house, and she's like a pig in shit with that. Anyway, she's like, hi. Hi, Agnes. You know? And then so put her in New York City. She's twirling around. She's taking in the sights and the smells. She's loving it. Loving every second of it. I mean, I should invite them back. I half did. That's the thing. I'm always
they'll
like,
come.
I go, you guys should come back. And I like, don't really extend the invite for too long.
I saw a German guy on the subway, and he took off his entire shirt, and his wife was like staring at me just like, men, right? But he was like completely shirtless and like an old German guy. It was like winter.
I
think he got like itchy or something. Oh my god. And again, sorry, when I was on the tube.
Yes, let's hear London, about, I want to hear about the tube.
The tube. This girl got on the subway and she goes, ow, ow, ow. And I was like, what's up? And she was like, oh, there was a yellow jacket in my shirt. And she got stung like four times and her stomach was like hugely and blotchy, and it was clear she was in a lot of pain, but she was like, random, right? People are so bizarre when bad things happen. It's like, okay, I guess
that's so we're chillaxing. Wild. Yeah, yeah. I like Tales from the Tube with Rachel Coster.
It feels good to be able to reflect on that.
Yeah. And so was it kind of zany taking it where they all...
Yeah, everyone talks on it. Like every time I got on the tube, people were chatting it up and being so nice to me.
Really? To you? That's wonderful.
And I was sitting alone and like people would just be like, where are you going? I was like, I guess we're talking.
I wonder. Yeah. Could they everywhere tell? They I wonder. Talked. I wonder if they could just tell. They're like... I bet this person would be wonderful to chat with.
No, because I would see other people get into conversations too. Like it was just it's everyone just a was chatty chatting place.
Yeah, so it's like everybody's like, at a reception or something.
And I think you're so low down. There's like no cell service, so it's like you have no choice. You know, like in America, it's like there's cell service.
Yeah.
Every time you hit a stop. But like in London, there was just like no cell service because you're in the pits of the earth.
They also don't really have that in Toronto. They only have it at a couple of stations, but it's like really funny. I'm like, y'all got to get this together because I felt really spoiled being here. But it's nice that everybody talks to each other. Holy heck, that's nice.
I thought about like how nice it must have been to go on the subway in like the 80s or I mean, it was probably just terrifying or something for different reasons, but like I don't know. There must have just been so many more opportunities to talk to people.
Well, you know, my friend Anessa Frantowski always talks about interactions, mm-hmm. and she's like, you got to get those interactions in. Life is about having as many interactions as you can.
That's why I love going to the cafe in the morning. Mm. Even though it costs a couple bucks, it's like all those old people are like, oh, millennials are spending too much money on coffee. But it's like
we're trying to connect, bitch.
We don't get to see people. I know so many such lonely people. Everyone I know, like, who doesn't do comedy is like, how do you meet people? How do you talk to people? What are you doing? And it makes my heart break. And I'm like, you should join like the most insane community in the universe with 7,000 people all trying to be the most famous girl in the world.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I was just thinking about people being lonely, and I really don't want that for them. I want them to connect.
It's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic. We're saying it. I think we're the first people to notice that and say it. Yeah, that's wild. Do you ever think about going back to England?
Yeah, I like it there so much.
You do?
Yeah, I'd go live there.
Like a Spice Girl?
Yes, exactly. I would be scary.
You would? I would love to be. I think I would like to be Baby Spice.
Yeah, or Sporty.
I also would want to be. Yeah, I think I. Yeah, Sporty's cool. I mean, I think Baby's my
favorite.
I've
never been a posh girl. I just
I'm not a posh girl either. I mean, like,
and I just know myself.
Yeah, I know myself too. It's like, me either. It's not happening. I can't even actually wrap my head around it for a single second.
No.
And I won't. But I love that.
I have boundaries.
Yeah, I have boundaries. Absolutely. I won't do it. You know, it's just sort of like.
They're begging, but I put my foot down.
Yeah, it won't happen. What's rocking for you this week?
Okay, what's rocking for me this week? Oh, I just thought of it and I didn't write it down like a freaking dum-dum. Oh, audiobooks? Hot water. We lost the hot water for a second. And oh my God.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an audiobook called Hot Water.
No.
Okay.
I don't think
Yeah, we didn't have hot water for a day and a night.
And it was so wrong because you can't go to the gym when you know you'll not be able to shower. And so I like just didn't do anything all day. And what a nightmare.
Yes, I remember washing my face that morning being like, this is chillier than usual.
Really cold.
But I had to go to the house all day, so I kind of missed the drama a bit.
Yeah.
But when you're at home and then you're sort of like, well, I guess I'm pretending I live in a different era. That's kind of exciting.
And I was like, well, if I must take a bath, then I'll just heat up some water.
Yeah, pour it in a kettle. Slowly,
and just do like 7 tea kettles, and surely eventually it'll be warm enough for me.
Yeah, I think that would be really good. We kind of wish you did that.
I like used to love when like the power would go out on Long Island.
Yeah.
Or at boarding school, one time the power went out and we had a bunch of glow sticks and we splattered them all over the like common area in my dorm.
That's so fun.
But I just love I guess we have to sit around the fire and tell stories.
Oh yeah.
Like I remember one time there was a huge hurricane and a bunch of trees were falling in my backyard. And so we all went into the basement and my dad was like, well, it's beans for lunch today. And then we just like kept hearing like huge trees fall and we were listening to the radio to see like when we could go back upstairs.
Whoa.
It was really like weird and it felt like we were in like a
hurricane?
Movie. Yeah. It was bananas.
That's
that was
freaky. Hurricane Sandy. Oh my gosh, that is so nuts.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh my God, because we watched Twister here at the house a little while ago, and wow.
Storm chasers.
I love that. I love a movie just about storm chasers, and that's all they care about, and they're so passionate about it. It's so cute and so exciting to just have one just driving force that everybody's united on.
I couldn't believe it. When you explained the movie, I thought, surely there's got to be something else, and I guess there's like love or whatever, but
there's love, but the thing is,
it's so secondary.
Exactly, but the thing is the Twister is what brings is their love bonding force. Like they're both like can't help it, they're just weatherheads. And then
and like his girlfriend is like, you just care about the weather more than me, and he's like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, basically that's what happens.
And then second to you is love, and that's gonna be with the other girl who loves weather as much as I do.
I know, they love weather. And then I just like when they all like have to like hit the road, and like they're all in their different cars and they all have like different music playing and they're all like so stoked to find the Twister
and they all like know their roles. I love it when like it's just clear what everyone's role is
on a show or like vibe. Or in like a movie and stuff like that. It's like it's so fun. And like I really do like Twister. I think it's a good one. It's like, yeah, it's really exciting. But I was – so something that's out for lunch is that there was a huge flood in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And then our power went out. Our heat went off and our hot water went off. But I'm completely triggered from the COVID, not allowed leaving the house. So I did ride my bike and just – I rode my bike in the rain and went to Freya's house because I was like, I can't stay home. No one – I'm sorry, government. You can't tell me to stay home.
It's really, like, stressful.
I can't do it. And so we went to her house and we had so much fun. Actually, I had a double-decker weekend where I went to Freya's house both nights for dinner. One night the power was out and then it was really funny. We, like, just – she couldn't handle it anymore at a certain point, and then she did have us watch Love is Blind on her cell phone.
Oh, it's so funny.
And then she's like, do you watch this show, dude? I'm like, no. And then like, but then we
certainly not on a cell
and then phone. We got into it, but it's like interesting. It's like so interesting watching those shows because I'm like, I'm seeing some of these people. I'm like, they should not be on here. They should be taking care of their mental health. No, because it's like,
they're going to nurse that shit. They're going to milk it for all it's worth.
But then she told me basically the trajectory of these people. Because I'm forgive me for not knowing, but these contestants go on these reality shows and then they become really famous influencers after. Yes. And just sell like face products after.
Yeah.
And so they haven't made it in the shade. It's worth it for the numbers. So they get mad at massive numbers and then they can sell like, I don't know, slime to put on your eyelids. Or, like, you know, a potion to put in your butt.
Every single person who has been on any, like, reality dating show, it's, like, they immediately become an influencer.
Yeah, I think...
like shitty little like workout company becomes huge.
Totally. Or they're like an ambassador for a product. I mean, like I get like, I guess I just never gave it any thought. Sometimes I feel like I'm not paying attention to really popular things in culture and I should, but then I'm like, whatever. I don't like, I only have one life. It's cool that I'm thinking about other stuff, but it was kind of fun to watch with her. And she liked how my chirps about it. It's fun to watch something as a group and chirp about it.
Yeah. I prefer it. Watching stuff alone is hard because it's like, I'm supposed to care about this nonstop.
She made me Pomodoro the first night. Pomodoro.
Oh, I love doing that.
And then the second night, she made a really nice soup. And that was rock and roll.
What kind of soup?
She made some sort of like I don't know, veggie soup. And Nick and Claire came over too. And this is something that actually totally rocks. We watched Smiley Face.
I love that movie.
Starring Anna Faris from 2007.
That girl's got it going on.
It's like, it does.
She's so fucking
it's
funny.
It's so funny, and we laugh so hard. And it's about a stoner girl played by Anna Faris, who's just such a huge pothead, and it's so funny. It's like, it's just like, it's just really silly, and everything is just so realistic to being really stoned. Like, everything that she has to do, she's like, oh no.
It's the hardest thing ever, and she's laughing.
And
so
she always
hard
makes
at, the like,
weirdest
the
decisions
stuff.
And does things the strangest ways, and it made us laugh really hard. And like, Jane Lynch has a really good part in it, and like, there's like a bunch of funny people in it. Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and we laughed all the live long day. And I really liked the opening credits were cool, and the music was cool. And it was just like, I looked it up after, and it didn't like get like insane reviews, but I feel like, or like, I mean, it's like only like 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, and like, I'm not saying it's like an
people
amazing
hate
movie.
Women, sorry to say,
it's true. But also, I will say that it's like, it's just a fun blast off watch, like with your pals. Like, it's like, silly all the choices she makes, and there's so much. It looks like it probably was the funnest movie to be in. Like, I feel like that would be my dream role, to do something like that, where it's like I get to be so silly and demented each scene, and it's just like trying to do one simple task. It's like, I'm like, wait a minute, this is, I want to like have that for inspiration for the next thing I write.
And Adam Brody in his white dreads is so funny.
Adam Brody, yeah, that, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just really weird.
I can't
the stakes
remember who
are
else
good.
Is in. I guess John Krasinski.
John Krasinski, the guy from That 70s Show who just got canceled.
Oh yeah, that bad guy.
Yeah, he plays her creepy roommate. So, anyways, and yeah, and then there's like the guy, the bald guy from Community, and then there's like Megan McCarthy's husband. Like, there's all sorts of Whoa. People from like this, yeah, early 2000s comedy scene, I think. And like,
and it feels like it's like, it must have been nice to shoot too, because it's only ever like two people in a scene.
Yeah, you're
which
right
is so nice, because then it's like everyone just gets to like really be intimate and make sure that whatever's happening is just between two people and not like so many people having to.
Yeah, totally. And there's something I really like about magical logic, like that the stoner narrative lends itself to. It's like, you can do the dumbest shit because this person is fucked up. And that's really fun. Like, they can choose silly, funny things. And then like, you always have the dynamic of her getting to be so weird while everybody else is like scary and so normal.
Yeah.
And like, she just like runs into like, some, she runs into some building, into somebody's like laundry room. And there's like a man doing laundry. And just the way she just starts lying, she's like, I'm just waiting for my laundry to dry. And she like gestures to the dryer and he goes, that's my laundry. She's like, I. And then she's like there's just so many moments, and she's like, and everything makes her like panic, but then she keeps lying for so much longer. And then like, until like he's like trying to call the cops on her because she's like being so strange, like she gets right in his face and she's like trying to pitch him an idea. It's so nuts.
I think she's so incredible and like one of the funniest people ever. Like, her in Scary Movie is so good.
Ooh,
she was amazing in The House Bunny. She's like the funniest girl ever, and she just like, I feel like she got written off because she was also hot, And so everyone was like, that can't be possible. But she's like a genius.
I don't know. She got to be in a lot of cool movies. Yeah, that's but I guess true. Maybe it's never enough.
Yeah, I could like always it. Have a little bit more.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, that really lit me up. I feel like I'm just really enjoying being a silly Billy and vegging out with my pals.
It rules.
Yeah, that's what rocks.
Also, one of the audiobooks that I really loved was Young Mungo. I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but it was so good, and I really recommend it to anybody who's looking for the next book. It was about it's really sad. It's so, so sad.
Oh.
It's about a boy getting, like, abused and being gay and in Scotland in the 90s, but it was so beautiful to read, and so I recommend it if you can handle the pain and the sadness. Yeah. But it's like a gorgeous story written so well.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. I mean, it's not nice, but it's nice. It's nice to feel art. It's nice to feel something. It's nice to be alive.
Also, something that's totally rocking is being a little bit like delusional and believing in yourself in a way that's like a little unfounded in reality.
Well, my friend Steph Tracy always says to make it in this business, you have to be a little delusional.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a little bit more like that.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm always trying to like make sure that I'm keeping it real. And I think it's time to have a little bit of fun with myself.
Yeah.
Maybe anything's possible.
Oh, I like that. It's a little touch of magic dust on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm something that's out to lunch, if I may go there, is that Uniqlo has the worst return policy I've ever seen store in the universe.
Let's hear it.
I can't believe anything that is so internationally renowned and has such good clothes and is such an awesome place to shop for basics could be so trash at taking stuff back.
What happened?
They've got to have enough stuff. Well, it's like if you buy something in store, you have to go back to that store to return it. If you buy something online, you have to return it through the mail. You can't return it in store, which I think is bananas.
Oh, that's annoying.
And then if you bring something back to the store but you don't have the receipt, you can only return it for the store credit, and you have to do it right then. So you have to do an exchange right there. And it's like, I don't even know if I just will just take it. Like, it's so crap.
Is that what happened to that sweater?
Yeah, I didn't really want it.
But I really like that sweater.
Yeah, I guess. Now it's mine forever, so.
I think it really looks good on you. I think that color looks nice on you.
Thanks. I feel a little bit like Nana.
Yeah, but you're offsetting it with your horny necklace and your slutty attitude.
Thanks, yeah. I'm being such a slutty hooker today.
Yeah, I love that. That's so cool, dude. I love that. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what it is, but yeah, I feel like that. I like, you know, Spring Awakening, that musical that you like, but it's all about people being really horny or whatever. I don't really know much about it, although you and Zach did teach me a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's sort of the vibe right now, even though it's fall. I think it's a fall awakening.
Everybody is really in like a fall vibe. People are falling in love left and right, dating.
People are doing it. There's more couples sexy. Ever. Yeah. There's more couples now, I noticed.
I love to see that. I'm happy for everyone.
Yeah, I think there's more couples out. And then I also think that people are having more fun. I pulled a really good card at Freya's house. She has these Oracle cards. And the card that I pulled, oh my God. What it's all it? About using your physicality, using your physical self as a means to the spiritual. And I'm like so connect with that as somebody who's like constantly dancing in front of the mirror and doing yoga and like running around and stuff like that. I'm always trying to really use space and feel good. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm getting spiritual. That's what it's been this whole time. And I didn't even notice.
I have got to connect back to my body. Stretching is so nice.
Stretching is good, but I think dancing in front of the mirror is actually should be a court ordered thing for people. I think it should be law. You got to dance in front of the mirror, get the lights the way you want it, and then just like really feel it out. It's so good.
I was in Maine for the pandemic, like half the time that I would work out, I would just like dance in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
Music, and my mom would come in and I'd be like sweaty and like panting in front of the mirror and like slapping my foot on the concrete floor. And she was like, I'm not going to ask. And I was like, I've got my own little thing going on. And you would never understand it even if you tried. That was when Lady Gaga's I just said Stinky Love in my head. Stupid Love came out, and that is the funnest song to dance to.
I was just listening to it on my bike the other day, and it was funny because I remember really getting into Stupid Love the night before lockdown. Whoa. I did a show with like, it was like it was when Please Don't Destroy were doing the Vaughn show.
Yes.
At Vaughn, and Emily Wilson was there, and she was singing it because she can sing like Lady Gaga.
She's amazing.
So they were blasting the song. They locked the doors. Everybody was smoking inside. It was after hours. I remember Carmen Christopher was there. I was like, why does everybody smoke cigarettes? I thought it was really weird. But then I remember Emily was like dancing and singing Stupid Love, like with such passion. And I was like, and it was like the new song to hit the airwaves. And I was like, this is fun. And then, so yeah, you just totally took me back. That like beginning of pandemic was all about Stupid Love, which was really crazy because all we could do was dance to it in front of the mirrors because the discotheques were shut down.
Totally shut down. Also, I'm recalling... Oh, what was I going to say? No, I actually don't remember what it was.
Yeah, but that's a really good song.
I love it so much. Stupid love, love, ow, ow, ow.
I want to like go high and low. I want to do all sorts of nice dances to that. I feel like that's really good. More dancing, please.
Yeah, I want to also, one time I saw a video of you on stage at Union Hall doing something where you were whipping your hair. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sexy. And I want to.
Oh, that's my whole thing. That's my, I'm whipping my hair around, whip my hair back and forth. That's my soul. That's my vibe because I have long straight hair and it's so fun to dance with. And I've always done that ever since I was a kid. Even when I was like a little in fourth grade, headbanging was cool. And
I used to love,
I hurt my neck from headbanging. But yeah, no, I think I'm pretty good. I think it's because I keep yelling. I'm sorry.
No,
it's good. Get excited and heated. But I think it's because I think I'm able to protect it a bit. Honestly, I think it's my like theater physical training.
That's amazing.
But we were at a show the other day, like dance, like when I'm watching bands and stuff, if I'm like really into it, the hair is going wild. And I remember I've had people comment on it being like, that looks cool. I'm like, it feels good. Like it's genuine. I get so in when I'm into the music, I don't want anything to stop me. I only have one life.
I couldn't agree more.
But yeah, that's really nice. Oh, I wonder what that video was. Speaking of something that totally rocks, uh-huh, in Union Hall, uh-huh, Epic Life is doing a show at Union Hall.
Oh, yeah.
We are doing our show, Rachel Koster, Sarah Hennessy, in front of you live. We are doing...
with such fun people.
Such fun people. We're doing stand-up. We're doing some stuff together. It's going to be a rip-roaring, fantastic time, and it's going to be on 10/23. So, October
23. At 7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m.
Doors at 7. With Alex Forrest, Petey Diabro, Petey. He's the funniest guy ever.
So funny.
The Mushky twins, who are the funniest girls ever.
Yeah.
And Alex Forrest, who's another funniest guy ever.
Yeah, and then what's
the... Lily Armstrong, who's the funniest girl ever.
Yeah, so we got four dope acts, and then also us just really being the glue. Yeah. And we're going to go hog wild. You better believe it. You know, actually, in fact, we have four listeners that have shown themselves to us, have made themselves known. I tell you, you know, you guys got comms, you got VIP tickets. We're going to have reserved seating for you four, and we're going to give you the show of your life.
Yeah, just DM us because you know who you are.
You know who you are. And Sam, Jake. There's two other people, yeah, and you know who you are. You've told us that you listen to the podcast, and we've looked at you back into your eyes and said,
"We literally love you."
Well, yeah, and so we know that there's only four listeners, and this is just for
you. And we're
you.
Hearing you loud and clear, and we're looking out for you guys.
Well, actually, there might be more, but this is the thing: if you're not shy about listening to us, you'll be rewarded.
Yeah,
we're gonna give you the best seats in the house,
and if you're listening to this now,
and we're gonna probably give you some sort of prize. it's gonna rock. So I'm really excited for that show. I'm gonna go hog wild personally. I'm probably gonna wear something really hot, and I'm gonna dole out the funniest jokes I can muster.
Yeah, me too. I've got to.
We're gonna get whipped up into a frenzy, and we're gonna fuck up shit.
We're going to fuck up shit.
Yeah.
And we're going to live.
We're gonna live. It's gonna be epic life, and yeah, people are gonna be like so stoked. And the best part about a Monday night at 7:30 is that you're in bed by 11, babe.
Easy.
Don't worry about it.
Freaking 10 o'clock. Yeah, if you 10 really o'clock. Hustle.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna make sure you're in, you're out, and you got a big old smile on your face, and you're wagging your tushy because you're feeling dope.
Yeah, and maybe we'll go to Nene's Taqueria afterwards.
Oh yeah, that's a great
and
idea.
And get the most amazing tacos I've ever had in my life.
I love
just
that
down the
idea.
Hill from Union Hall.
I think that sounds wonderful. Yeah, so we're really excited for our first epic life show together. Yeah, it's just going to be so dope. Like, it's going to be a different flavor. Like, here, we're relaxed. We're just sort of conversation style. And we're going to have the arsenal is going to be jam-packed with jokes. That's all I can say. Like, take cover.
Yeah, take cover. Get water because you're going
to
need
hydrate.
It.
You're going to have to hydrate.
get your family as close as you can possibly get to them, because you never know when you're going to see them again.
Oh my God, speaking of water.
What?
So a few of my friends have been telling me about how they like to squirt during sex and how they have to like drink lots of water after it, so that way they can do it again. Like it's a water gun.
What?
Yeah, they have to like fill, they have to like fill up, and they're like, and then they're like, if you know you want to squirt, you have to drink lots of water that day, because it like it will be gone and you'll be depleted and you won't be able to walk very well unless you re-up your water again.
This is such crazy information. Yes. I really like,
so we got to get on that.
Wow.
So drink lots of water so you can squirt at our show. Why am I being so rude?
No, I think it's interesting. And I also always wonder about that stuff. It's like when it happens, it's so random and exciting, I guess. And so it's like, how do you make it happen? Or how do you look out for yourself when it does? And for all the people who are looking out for them, who want to be squirting but also staying hydrated, which most of us I think do,
yeah,
then you've got to look out. And
my friend went to she wanted to learn how, so she went to this like demo at a sex shop.
Fucking God.
And she said like this older woman like totally brought herself there and was like really instructional about it while she did it. And you have to really relax your whole body. You have to be totally relaxed.
And squirted in front of a bunch of people. Yeah, a bunch of people
taking notes. Like people want to, they want to use their body for, it's like when you find out you have a special feature, you want to use it.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm such a freak, and then sometimes I hear something that like makes me shudder.
Yeah.
Like a grandma finding out like the most, I like feel so,
you're
like
oh
shy.
I never. Yes. I know. I'm sorry for bringing this up. I kind of did a hard turn to Squirtsville.
No, it's okay.
But I don't think it's squirt. I think it's more of a gush.
Yeah.
That's what people were saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And they're like, it's not pee pee. Anyways, no, I'll let you guys know what happens from what I hear. Anyways, so stay hydrated in case you squirt.
And
okay, then after you squirt, hydrate some more.
I'm drinking. Oh, and it is important to pee after you have sex, of course. Mostly just because you need to be able to go on your phone. The UTI is one thing, but you have to be able to look at your phone and make sure that nothing is crazy happened while you were like in absolute ecstasy.
Yeah, exactly. Is there another government shutdown since we've been doing it? Yeah, totally.
Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we're stuck together all night long.
I will say this is what I've noticed about, like, hooking up with people, though. Mm-hmm. It's, like, so fun and awesome, but I hate the trajectory of people going on their phone more. Like, the more you hang out with somebody, it's, like, you start to lose it. Like, it's exciting at first, and people are really into each other, and the phones are away. But the more people get used to each other, the more the phones come out, and then you're like, well, I guess this is not what it was.
Yeah.
It's so sad. People, I think, have got to keep the phones away more if they're going to have a connection. But people are scared of true deep connection. That's why they take the phones out.
Yeah. And also, it's just, like, being quiet around someone that you know so well can be so stressful. So it's, like, nice to be able to be on your phone and be like, there's something else going on. But it is just a disconnect. And it's so nice to just be with each other and touching each other.
Yeah. And oh, my God. Do you know what happened to me?
What?
I have insomnia. Uh-huh. But it's been so much better the last little while. Oh, in fact, I've been taking naps and still sleeping at night. I've been doing sleep restrictions, so that way, I think it's helped to regulate my sleep better.
Oh my gosh.
And then, which means I was staying up till 2:30 in the morning on purpose, and then waking up at 9:30 and not allowed to nap. Mm-hmm. And then now, my numbers are better, and I've been napping almost every day. I fell asleep at Faria's house. We did a guided meditation together, and I, like, literally passed out. And she says, she went, Sarah? And I didn't laugh. I mean, I didn't respond. And that's a big move for me.
Oh,
and then,
gosh.
And then I did wake up later, and I go, that was crazy. But I was like, it's such a big deal. I'm somebody who has, like, I think I've been working on relaxing my nervous system over the past month and a half. Like, I started doing CBD stuff. I started doing more, like, meditation.
Yoga,
all sorts of restorative stuff to try to help regulate my nervous system so I wasn't, like, always stressed. And I think it's working.
Wow.
I'm literally sleeping more and enjoying connecting more with people in a really chill way. I'm talking couch potato style.
That's something
I was able to access for so long. I'm always like a bee in a hot griddle. That's what my mom would say. We don't know what that means.
What is it?
I don't know.
She fell in.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it fell in.
I guess like buzzing around in the hot griddle makes it even hotter. It's like buzz, 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 buzz.
Yeah, you know yeah, I mean? Yeah. It's like, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, like, yeah. So anyways, so it's like, I know I shouldn't speak so soon because I'll probably jinx and not be able to sleep tonight. But you know what? So be it.
I don't think so.
It's been, but I mean, like, it's just such a, it's like, it's actually such a monumental shift that that happened. And so I honestly, it's about, it for me, it was about getting a little stoned and like a little bit stoned here and there. And lots of journaling, lots of breath work, lots of, I even did like massage and acupuncture last month, but then I realized that I was spending too much money on stuff. So now I'm just doing my own stuff.
I've been trying to breathe into my stomach because when I'm stressed, it all clenches up and I'm like bent over.
I
have really shallow breathing sometimes.
Which is crazy because you're one of the best singers I've ever heard.
No.
Yes, you
are. But I am so good. I'm so good.
You are so good at singing. Yeah.
But
you always got a tune on the go. That's what we love about you.
But when I sing, yeah, but when I get anxious, I think I just like everything goes to shit.
Yeah, and so I've been trying to be
like, you're nervous, you're anxious, you're upset about something. You've got to just like
breathe into your heels, breathe into your, and also it's
and like, if you're listening right now and you're like tense anywhere, just breathe into the space. Close your eyes and like open up your zones
slowly and deeply. And actually, one of the students in the class that I took today, he said that he's actually done mastered his like nerves because he does the 4-4-6 breath where you breathe in for 4, hold for 4, and release for 6. And he says it calms his nerves like crazy. And he learned it on TikTok. And I said, good for you, buddy. And then so, yeah, it's like a beautiful way to sort of get back into the present moment. That's what it's always about. We don't have the future. The future doesn't exist. We only have the present moment. Sort of rock your world, babe.
You can't change the past.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a great way, any tool we can use to try to get us there. And also,
during the pandemic, I did the Wim Hof method, like, every
day. No, you didn't. Oh, my God.
And it gets you high as a freaking kite.
Oh, my gosh. So maybe for those who don't know, do you want to briefly explain?
Yeah, it's this weird guy who's, like, a cult leader in, I think he's in California. He's from Amsterdam.
He's all about the ice. He's been in ice plunges.
Yeah, he's ice plunge. He like made that popular, and then he also popularized this breathing method where you like fill your whole body up. It's kind of like hyperventilating.
And he goes, breathe in,
breathe out.
Yeah, breathe in,
breathe out,
breathe out. No, he goes fully in, fully in. He goes fully out, fully in, fully out. And you're like, okay, because you've got to say fully. But but that's his voice. And you're like.
And he cured himself of E. coli.
Yeah.
He got injected with E. coli and he cured himself. And
I talked to somebody who's like a makeup artist and they had to work with him on a production.
He seems like a freak.
Yeah. He said that he was a total dick and he has like massive rosacea. So like, yeah. We don't know how much people are actually curing. And you don't know how much people are really curing themselves. Like even this girl I know, she says she auditioned for a commercial to be somebody who's doing a testimonial the other day.
Whoa.
So it's like everything people you see is a lie.
All the time.
So when people are like, oh my God, I just tried this new thing and it's actually changed my life. It's like, no, even though they're just doing it straight to cam on their phone, doesn't mean it's real.
I guess people are getting paid
to do it. You have to be discerning.
I feel like kids don't know media literacy anymore. And so now like everyone
people never were taught that, like, media literacy. Yeah, that's why even like everybody, can you pass me my water?
Yeah, of course. But I really feel like it's like turned into this thing.
I gotta hydrate
so I can squirt. Just joking.
I'm being so gross.
It's turned into this thing where it's like everyone just thinks you're always supposed to be selling stuff. Like the end goal of anything is just to be able to sell stuff. And it's like selling stuff is this like humiliating, awful thing. I mean, whatever, you can do it with dignity, I guess, but it's like not the goal. The goal is to like create art, but everyone's like people are just like selling stuff without having sponsors or getting paid to do it. They're like, this is the best makeup. Like I do it too. Like we all do it where we're just like, this is the best thing. I guess like we love telling each other like the best thing.
The hot tips.
I don't know. There's like a strange culture that's happened where people don't know that like, hey, you're allowed to just like exist. You don't always have to be like promoting something.
That was like, I saw this one stand-up she did. I really liked her. I forget the joke, but the message was basically like, I want to be really subpar at my hobbies and for that to be okay. Yeah. I don't want to have my hobbies have to turn into something that I capitalize off of.
Yeah, or that you like are amazing at.
Yeah, or I don't want to have to open an Etsy shop just because I want to like glue something together.
Yeah.
Because this happened to her clearly, but I was like, wow, like I actually thought that was like a beautiful statement to make and really important for us to think about.
And your hobby should just be, like, totally fun.
Yeah, it's really weird, but I remember being on the other side. Like, I have a friend, and everything she makes is really cool, but I'm like, you should be Instagramming this. You should be doing this and that. You live in, like, you live on a farm, and you make maple syrup, and, like, you know, I think people that would love to I'm see like, I'm it, like, yeah. I'm like, you can actually be, like, building a, like, a brand or something, and it's just like, no, I don't want to. And I'm like, oh, she doesn't want to capitalize off of her life. I guess that's actually way more healthy than, like, what I was thinking.
Yeah, and the thing she... Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And it's hard because it's, like, it's nice to make money.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's just so weird. It's crazy. One thing that's definitely out to lunch is that the dishwasher doesn't work. My wall in my bedroom's caving in. And the front door lock is broken.
Yes, I would say all those things are out to lunch.
And I gotta tell the landlord about it again. But I feel like I don't want her to raise our rent. But I guess I'm going to do that tomorrow. Yeah, I guess this is something that doesn't have to be on the podcast. But it's out to lunch, these items. It is
so out to lunch. Also, they're building a building next door. And now I don't have any, like, my window. Oh, I guess I've talked about that before.
But yeah, but they've totally covered up Rachel's. They've
blacked it out with, like, a sheet, I think, for privacy or, like, something. Or whatever. But it's honestly just really in my way and my plants are dying.
Yeah, I know. It's so, we are in a transitional space in this home, but also we hope that they get their act together because we want to live, laugh, love again, and I want to see who the new neighbors might be. I hope it's somebody absolutely freaky.
It won't be for a while, I suppose.
No, they've been working on this building for about 4 years, and it'll probably be another 4 years till its completion. But anyways, do you have any hopes and dreams for this week?
Okay, my hopes and dreams for this week is to take my meds every single day. Okay. Be really productive. Apply to a bunch of jobs. Ooh. I want to write a really good set for my show tomorrow.
Yay!
And I want to write a really good set just in general to have.
You have shows Monday and Tuesday, so that's wonderful. Yes. I'd love to hear that. That'll be fun.
And I want to be good to myself, and I want to work out again because I've been really not working out.
You should skip rope on the front. You always inspire the whole neighborhood when you do that.
I love doing
it. It makes people go like, "Yeah, Rocky!" Like that's from the movie Rocky. Like it's to see somebody skipping rope outside of their house. It makes you feel like you're watching a bit of a montage of somebody's training movie.
Oh my god! Today I was just speaking of people watching me up front. Today I was walking to get an Uber. I was like in such a rush because I was late to meet my friend. And I was running to my Uber, and our neighbor was like, "You have to, like, say the prayer for Sukkot." And I was like, my Uber's right there, and, like, he was beeping, and I had to do the prayer. And I was like,
"Are you serious?"
Yeah, I, like, kept insisting. I was like, "I have to go." And he was like, "No, just do the prayer." And I was like,
"Right now?" Yes. Okay. You got to paint the picture. So we live in a neighborhood with, like, lots of Jewish people.
Yeah, and our neighbors are Orthodox and so there's really lots of wonderful. Orthodox
people walking around asking people if they're Jewish so that way they could do blessings right now, right?
And so
I got asked about 16 times if I was Jewish on the way to the grocery store and back. It was like, I'm not even joking. It was like a million bananas. Times. Like all these like teenage boys are like running up.
Are you
like,
Jewish? They're so, I mean, it's so cute.
Yeah. They're like, are you Jewish? I'm like, sorry. But then you are. And last year, didn't you do it in the car, in the van?
Oh yeah. I was driving my van home from work and these two little girls who were like probably 14 and 16 were like, "Miss, are you Jewish?" And I was like, "Yes, I have to like park this." And they're like, "Wait, just please, we'll come do the prayer." And they got into my van. They like opened the door. They were like, "We just want to come in for a second." And they got into my van. I was like, "You guys should not do this."
Yeah, just walk into somebody's van.
Yeah, I was like, "This is really dangerous." They were like, "It's fine, you're Jewish." And they like they like gave me the lulav and there's a citrus fruit I don't remember the name of, and they made me say the prayer, and like my coworker was like dying laughing
watching. I remember seeing a video you put on like Insta stories
kidnapping these little children
and they were praying,
and
they were
just like so excited to chat with me, and they like gave me a candle. They were like, "We'll see you later." And I was like, "Guys, don't get in vans with people." Oh my god.
But like I just remember seeing the video, you're like laughing so hard at all these like kids were in your car like praying.
Yeah, it was really it.
How long does the prayer last?
It's really fast.
It's just like,
honestly, them,
is
like,
it a song?
No, it's just like Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu. It's like short.
Okay, cool. That's cool. I mean, I love it. You get a lot of VIP treatment in this neighborhood.
Yeah, they give me snacks all the time. I need to start doing nice things for them. I like, I'm such a bitch.
You're not a bitch.
You're right, I'm not a bitch.
I mean, that's the thing is like, they're Orthodox, so they want they probably want you to also become Orthodox. So you have to kind of hold your ground a bit, unless that's the life you want for yourself. But yeah, it might be a little weird for our roommate dynamic. Maybe not. I don't want to be like insensitive. But I mean, we get along because we're two fancy free gals.
Yeah.
Who love having our own bank accounts and jobs and freedom
and wearing short skirts.
Short skirts, sucking, fucking, and squirting. Yeah, that's what we like to do. And like, I feel like that might stop if they turn you into the Orthodox Jewish, perhaps. I don't want to be insensitive by saying that, but I have a feeling that they won't let you be like
a sexy hooker.
A sexy hooker who has ketamine.
Whoa, this curl looks amazing.
Yeah, honestly, your hair, you're honestly like looking hot as hell today.
Thanks, I did the air wrap for
sure. Oh my god, the air wrap is so cool. I did, I used the air wrap before a date the other day, and it was really fun, although my hair did go pretty straight after, but that's okay. I'm getting there, I'm getting there.
Did you feel so va-va-voom?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, who's that? Like, I was like, in movies, when a chick takes off of her, off her glasses, that's like what I was, but just because my hair had a slight bend in it.
Oh my god. I was having sex recently, and I was like, my hair was like getting in the way, so like kissing and stuff. My hair gets so in the way because it's so long, and I like didn't put it up or anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's kind of like having like this weird like threesome with my hair, where it's like, I don't really want you here.
Yeah.
But you're here, and like, I guess we have to like make it do. But I should have just
put my hair up. That happens to me too. And the guys are like, "Whoa, your hair is like crazy," and I'm like, so I'm not bringing a scrunchie. Let's all get wild. I think it's kind of hot.
It makes me feel so sexy, but
it's also like we're in a Whitesnake music video, babe. Exactly. Watch out.
Poison.
Yeah, totally. Life is so weird. I hope nobody's listening to this.
Yeah, me too. How embarrassing. Oh my gosh.
But that's okay. I mean, we're sex positive now. Also, there's this program in Canada called Sex with Sue, and it was by Sue Johansson. And this was like this older lady who did a radio show and a television show late at night that answered everybody's sex questions. And she was like a legend. She like was so, people would call in with their questions, and also people would call in with like joke questions. But she was so into sex education, and she like had dolls and puppets and this and that and a million different vibrators and dildos. And she would just go in and just tell you exactly what to do. And it was amazing. She had like short gray curly hair, like classic old lady with like granny glasses, and she's like, "All right, it's Sex with Sue, let's get it going." And it was like really funny and interesting, and everybody was giggling and watching it. But it was like the only real sex education anybody had in Canada. It was really funny.
Oh my god, we didn't have at my boarding school, we didn't have sex ed because it was Episcopalian, but one night they had like this woman come, and she was just like, write any questions you have on a post-it and I will answer every single one. And she really did, even the ones that were like really stupid and like obviously like a joke. She was like,
but people make jokes because they're uncomfortable. How do mermaids
have sex? I don't know. Like, like, she was just taking everything really seriously, and it was kind of awesome.
This
boy, she was like, does anyone have any other questions that I didn't answer that is like brave to stand up? And this kid, Tommy, was so funny and so crazy. He was like known around campus for being insane. He would like walk around like marching really fast, and he called them his evil walks, and he would just like listen on his iPod and like march with like death in his eyes, and he was really spooky.
Whoa.
And he got up and he was like, yeah, the other day I jerked off 7 times, but I only came the first 3 times. And then he sat down and people applauded like you wouldn't believe. People were like standing in the rafters, like taking their shirts off, like screaming.
Because it was just such a bold thing to say.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Whoa, that's amazing. You know what? He sounds like he was dehydrated.
Yeah, oh my God.
I was just joking. Absolutely. I don't know how you get more sperm in your body, but anyways. What did she say? Do you remember?
She just said, yeah, you're probably dehydrated, or maybe you're just like, it's totally fine, and maybe you depleted all your resources. They'll be back tomorrow.
Oh my god, that's cool.
It was awesome.
Oh my lord,
I wish someone filmed it. Oh my god, it would have gone like so viral.
That's so cool. You gotta love the bold person standing up and just saying something.
Yeah, he also ran for student government, and he was like, I want his entire speech was basically just like, I want power, I want to run things, and I want to have a lot of power. And then he sat down and everyone was like, yeah,
oh my god,
it was really bizarre.
So funny. That is so bold.
And he would always bring like forks, and he would always bring his own silverware and like table mat to the dining hall, which is like So weird. We didn't have any dining. Like, there was no place.
Oh, my God. He sounds like such a weirdo. Yeah, but a also, freak. It's like, it makes people more of, like, a character. And then people start, and if they like it, they're like, what a weird guy. That guy rocks, which is better. Because if they're alienated, then they might turn into a bad person. So it's nice to appreciate people's, like, idiosyncrasies.
I'm thinking about how cute it would be, like, if at high school you brought to your lunch table, like, a picnic table, or, like, a picnic blanket, yes, and you, like, put it out on your table. Like, all your friends would be so... If you're a young person listening to this...
Yes. Bring a checkered blanket. Or, like, a tablecloth, you mean?
To the school lunch. That, yeah, make it so fancy. Funny.
Make it cute. Yeah. Put some, like, place settings down... Some nice napkins. Yeah, I think really show your friends what's up.
All right, I think we should put a pin in it.
We're going to put a pin in it. Thanks for joining us for Epic Life. Don't forget to come to Epic Life Live at
10/23, October 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Doors at 7.
At Union Hall in Brooklyn. We're going to have a rock and roll time, bitch.
Let us know if you want to comp. They're like $10 tickets, but we'll comp you if you're like broke.
If you're broke or if you're one of our VIP listeners, you know we're going to treat you right. Thank you.
Bye.